Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 350 for September the 9th, 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, the public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our net.
I wouldn't give them the option. We have to listen. But great to hear you in here, Wayne.
I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. Right, so, just us chickens in here, so I think I can skip the usual boilerplate of so far and so forth, and I did have a topic this week. We can go ahead and do it, and maybe keep it in reserve to do again when we have more, on a future date when we have more chickens. But anyway, the topic was going to be, it's summertime. And one of the things that happens in the summertime is that the Boy Scouts have their jamborees and other kinds of orees, jams. We used to have a thing called Space Jam near where I live. And anyway, they're gatherings of scouts where they have lots of activities for the scouts to participate in. And one of those activities is often something related to amateur radio. And even if you're not able to attend one of these gatherings to demonstrate ham radio to the scouts, many of them, the scouts will actually be getting on the air and making contacts. And so you can sit at home and just be aware of what's going on and be sure to reply to a ham scout calling CQ during one of these events. So anyway, the topic this week is, have you ever participated in one of these scouting events that involve amateur radio? I'm kind of shocked that we have not had this as a topic before, or if we did, I did not make a note of it, so it's not in my list. But anyway, that's the topic this week. I think, it's still just us three, so let me start with, we've got N4RNW and VK6DQQ. So, N4, RNW, you're first.
All right. I only see Wayne out there and Reg. N4RNW, Harold here, as you all know, down here in Fort Myers, Florida. The sun's going down. It's almost dark. A few thunderstorms running around the area today, but nothing much. As long as the hurricanes stay away, that's fine with me. I don't have anything else, so back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Has it been a quiet season so far? I thought I heard that this was expected to be a busy hurricane season. It's not over yet. There's still time for some nasty stuff to come, but it just kind of seemed that we've not been hearing much news about hurricanes hitting Florida. I mean, they hit Mexico and up the Atlantic coast, Bermuda, and so on, but Florida seems to have escaped.
Yeah, it's quiet, but those things can pop up real quick, especially as the summer goes on. But I guess fall starts here on September 21st. That's the autumnal equinox. But it seems to me that the most severe storms happen in the names that start with I, like Ian or J or K, the middle of the alphabet. Seems like those are the worst. But there was Debbie that we got some rain from, and then it turned into a hurricane and really flooded parts of Sarasota, which is to the north about 80 miles. And there were neighborhoods that were never flooded before, and they really got it. They're still trying to dig out. But, yeah, I'm with you, Wayne. All's quiet, and hopefully it'll stay that way. But we need the rain all the time, and that's fine. All right, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Harold. Next is VK6, BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ Australia. Well, kind of slow by the look of it, but we'll get there. Yeah, the scouts always got involved with that. We had quite a get-together, nice scout camp and what have you, in just outside of Toronto. And we used to have quite a get-together, particularly, now, we didn't really, for some reason, get involved too much with amateur radio, and I couldn't figure out why, and, well, I still can't, but we did have connections, and we did have some activity in the amateur world, so I guess there was a little bit of it, but my interest basically was with the air cadets, and we had quite a time with that. Got out with amateur radio and of course aviation, and then one thing and another, so it's quite a topic, and hopefully it still exists. Haven't seen too much activity here in Western Australia regards to our activities, and the population is not that great as far as aviation and our other entities. So, anyway, enough gabbing. AB9FJ, VK6BQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. So, let's see, what about my experience with this? Okay, as I said, we have a former Air Force base about 15 miles away from where I live. They closed the base back in the 90s. And it has not been completely redeveloped yet. So there's lots of space and runways and hangars and all kinds of buildings and stuff like that. So it was a nice location for the scouts to have their, they call it Space Jam. I don't know why. That maybe that was because they emphasized aerospace activities. But the activities that I participated in or assisted with were balloon launches. And the balloon launches always included amateur radio payload and tracking transmitters and so on. And so I was involved in that for several years. But they haven't had one of those for the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. So I don't know why they stopped having them. Maybe the kids lost interest, or maybe they ran out of money, or whatever. So I have not heard about any further activity along that line around here. Now, however, I do remember it like a month ago at one of our club meetings, one of our members who gets involved with the scouts mentioned that they were going to have a scouts on the air or a jamboree on the air or something like that. And so he urged all of the club members to be listening for that on the radio on a particular weekend, to be listening for scouts on the air, and to be sure to answer their calls and give positive reinforcement to their curiosity about radio. So so there's definitely still a thing going on with scouts and radio. I just have not been personally involved in it myself. So I'm looking at the dashboard, and there are no new call signs popping up there. So let's see if one of you guys wants to have a recheck and add to what you said before.
Yeah, AB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ. What is your folks here in your area? Do you have clubs that participate and get involved? And, man, you've been doing it, what, 350 weeks? So there must be activity up there for you somewhere.
Well, yes. I mean, we have a club here in the town where I live. That's one thing. But the SDF ARC, that's the club that it's involved with the public access Unix system. And so it's not a geographic location kind of club. This is a a case in point is we've got people like you in Australia, you know, John and Robert. We've got Guillermo down in Brazil. We've had people from Canada. I'm trying to think if we had anybody from Europe join us here. I don't remember, but people from all different parts of the United States. But anyway, I'm just saying that those are two different things. Now, as for activities in my local town here, yeah, we have a club. You know, everybody's getting old. People are dying. People are maybe not able to drive at night to attend club meetings, you know. So attendance is down and activities are down. And we keep saying we need some fresh blood. And, blood's kind of hard to find. Slowly we're getting some new members, so maybe things will change. So I hope I answered your question, Reg. Let me reset, and let me acknowledge that the Ham Conference has joined us. I'm not sure who made the connection there. Did you do that, Reg, or was that John or Robert or Michael? But anyway, that means that it's time for me to go back here, rewind, and say hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 350 for the 9th of September, 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I am Alpha Bravo 9, the net control this week. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My name is Wayne, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it, via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of SDF or the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week's topic is, have you participated in Boy Scout on the Air or Boy Scout ham radio activity? You know, this is the summertime when they have jamborees and scouting festivals, and very often they will have a ham radio station that the scouts are allowed to make contact on. And anyway, so that's the question this week. Have you gotten involved with Boy Scouting and ham radio? So we've already gone down the list of stations that are individually connected to the conference, so now we're waiting for stations on the ham conference to come forward with their call sign and be checked in. I can take multiple call signs in a row, so you don't have to wait for me to acknowledge the previous guy before you give your call sign. So, come forward now.
Kilo 2, Delta Yankee.
Okay. I have VK2DY from the Ham Conference, and I also have Alpha Delta 0 Quebec Mike. He dropped out. Well, maybe he'll be back. VK2DY, I hope you heard my spiel there and picked up on what the topic is. Do you want to check in now and give a comment?
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in northwestern Sydney, where it's just on 20 degrees Celsius and overcast, actually. The sun was out earlier, but it's now clouds at the moment. We're Thursday, we're supposed to go back down to more seasonable temperatures, and we'll be actually probably freezing cold because I'm used to all the warmer temperatures already. But anyway, it is what it is. As far as that goes, well, you know, Boy Scouts. Yeah, I haven't heard that term about 40 years. I think they dropped the boy back in the 80s sometime. But the Scouts are very active here in a number of the clubs here do support scouts and guides in trying to get on the air. There's a local club here that especially works with the guides. It's sort of split here. You've got the guides, which are all girls, and you've got the scouts, which are a mix of boys and girls. And so both of those are part of the Scouts Australia. They're all part of the same organization. So I know a number of clubs here try to work directly with the guides because they're girls. We're trying to get more girls into STEM and into amateur radio. So we try to do that as much as we can. My local club imploded a long time, about 5 years ago. And this club that I'm talking about is down, maybe 45 minutes an hour drive south. So I don't participate in it, but back in the day we used to do some things with it. Anyway, VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Well, you know, I was going to ask, but you answered it before I could ask. And here in the United States, I think the Boy Scouts are going co-ed. So, yes, they probably dropped the boys and call it just Scouts now. So it sounds like the same thing is happening in Australia. I think that we still have Girl Scouts as a separate organization, same as the Guides, I guess, in Australia there. So, and I can kind of see the logic behind that. So thanks for joining us this week, and just in the nick of time, because I was on the verge of closing the net when the HAM conference joined us. I assume that was your doing. So at this point, are there any other stations out there on the HAM conference who would like to join us here? Please come now with your call sign. Okay, we're about 19 minutes into the net, which is kind of on the short side for our net, but that's better than nothing. So I'm going to make this final call for check-ins or rechecks or any additional comments for the net. You know, we're always open to comments that are not germane to the topic of the week. So don't let that limit you what you're thinking about, what you might want to talk about. So, final call.
KD9ZGZ, check me in, please.
Okay, sorry, I do not see your call sign on my dashboard when you're coming in on a linked conference like that. So please give your call sign phonetically, please.
It's Kilo Delta 9 Zulu Golf Zulu. Kilo Delta 9 Zulu Golf Zulu. Coming in on the conference. The W2CYK conference.
Okay, thank you for checking in. We do this every week, so if you would like to check in again in the future, we do this at Mondays at 0 hour GMT. Is there anyone else before I close the net? Okay, nothing heard, so I think this will end this week's net at, let's call it 0022 UTC. Let's see, this concludes this week's, yeah. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73, everyone.